More than 70% of mid-sized businesses are using outdated phone systems because they think IP-based systems are beyond their budget and IT skill level. To remedy this, many organizations are searching for an affordable communication solution that integrates multiple UC applications on a single server appliance, including voice, mobility, messaging, conferencing, presence, and contact center. The question on everybody's mind is, can I get end-to-end collaboration capabilities, ready to run virtualization, and open and interoperable architecture in a solution that's affordable and easy to manage? Hey folks, I'm James Hilliard, and to answer that question once and for all, Manoj Bhatia is with us. He joins us on this Connect with Experts Connection Point podcast. Manoj is a senior product marketing manager in Cisco's collaboration technology group. He's an industry expert, folks, on unified communications and collaboration. Was one of the first three software architects to start engineering work in SIP technology at Cisco in 1998. SIP, again, the basis of a lot of the voice and video calls we make today. Our discussion is going to focus on Cisco's communication solution that really can help your organization become more agile and scalable. Also, it's designed for cost-effective ease of use. You'll hear a lot, I think, about that from Manoj. Manoj, thanks for taking time and joining me today.
Hey, James. Thank you so much for having me here today.
I want to kick off our conversation focusing on the fact that voice and video calls, the calls that we're making today, so many folks are starting to take that for granted. These are technologies that you've been toying with. You've had your hands on and seen the evolution for a good 15 plus years. Are you surprised at really what's been accomplished and the basic role that these technologies now are playing, not only in everyday business life, but also in our personal lives?
Oh, yes, James. So this has really been an amazing journey for me. And, you know, it's sort of still fresh in my mind. I'm coming back from Enterprise Connect in Orlando and have been going there for the last so many years. 10 years back when we were, you know, kicking off this journey on unified communications and collaboration versus, you know, what we see today, a lot has changed. And we all know about social media and mobility and sort of the new trends that we have seen. But what really surprises me is that a few things are still at the basics. You know, people are still kind of trying to see how well we can collaborate even more and how effectively we can collaborate. While, you know, a few things have changed so much that people are just sort of catching up and getting overwhelmed with too many choices, too many technologies around. So it's been an amazing journey overall. I have, just like anyone else, I have been a part of this and really fortunate to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And I like what you were just saying, and I can relate to it, that there have been a lot of these great changes along the lines of communications, unified communications, but there are so many choices for folks these days. Let's talk a little bit about what you're hearing from folks. What challenges are businesses saying they're facing these days when it comes to their communication technology, their communication strategy?
So, James, I think if you look at the industry, the tech industry or the communications industry, there are four trends I think everyone is kind of addressing in some way or another. One big trend is social or social media. We call it getting the Facebooks and Twitters and everything kind of coming on our way in terms of how well we connect. The other big trend is mobility. We use an acronym M for that. So S for social, M for mobility. The third big trend that we see is about the big data or the analytics. You know, lots of data coming your way. You need to crunch. You need to make sense out of that. So that is A, standing for analytics. And then the fourth big trend is cloud or you know, the big IT buzzword today. So these four trends together are big challenges for every, you know, IT person or every tech person within the industry. However, coupled with these four trends that everyone is grappling with, there are a couple of disruptive technologies that have been, you know, that are in action here as well. And one of the big ones is the virtualization, which is actually making it possible for somebody to have hardware and software kind of decoupled in some way and analyzed in a different way, not really together as a box. So virtualization is sort of enabling or is a foundational disruptive technology underlying the communication piece here. So four trends, one disruption, but the story still remains the same. Everyone is asking for simplicity. Everyone is asking for, hey, we still want to connect well. Show me a simpler way. all market, all segments are asking for simplicity.
Well, and that simplicity, we went through a time where technology was getting very, very complicated. It was helping us do our jobs better, but it was getting very complicated. And so I think a lot of folks, a lot of the IT folks I talked to, they were overwhelmed. Also, we still know, right, they're doing more with less, oftentimes less people these days. And so they want to have systems that are easy to manage. So let's dive into the data center. You've laid out some of these challenges, obviously the disruption of virtualization here. And I told folks at the beginning, we talk about one of the technologies from Cisco here. I want to focus on the Business Edition 6000 technology. Again, this is in a customer's data center. Let's compare it to older phone and communication systems first, then I'll come back and have you talk about some of the benefits folks are seeing. But let's just do that compare contrast now. Business Edition 6000, what it is, how it compares to what people have been using up to this point.
Business Edition 6000 is a really flagship product of Cisco at this time. To really define it in one word, it is packaged collaboration. The way we are positioning collaboration now is we are not really saying that, well, this is a big, humongous, you know, telecom switch that we are offering on multiple racks, multiple, you know, on a major data center space. This is a one rack unit server, which is basically giving you a set of collaboration applications all packaged together on a virtualized platform. So the way we are making things easier for you is not only about from the space and resource point of view, but also really giving you that flexibility that here is a set of applications which you as a customer can package based on what you really need. We are not really giving you all-in-one kind of solution. This is a set of applications giving you all the flexibility packaged for you, pre-installed or pre-loaded for you by Cisco. So we are really making sure that the, you know, complexity piece, the simplicity piece comes into the play in terms of installing, in terms of deploying, because we are making sure that we are giving you the complete package with all the flexibility for you to pick and choose the applications you really want. So compared to what you saw like 10 years back or 20 years back in the communications world, you used to have technologies, a big monolithic switch that was given to you with no flexibility to pick and choose. You get everything and you run with it. And you have to maintain, you have to just take care of that big telecom beast in your data center. Here you are actually just coming in the data center as just another application. Collaboration is just a set of applications that is coming in into the data center fabric, to say.
In preparing for our conversation, I got some information from some Cisco customers, right? They like the smaller footprint, less cooling, the power consumption. Again, you're going from multi-rack to a small unit here. Give me your two other top pain points that folks have had solved by bringing in Business Edition 6000. They've said, hey, Manoj, we put this in. These are the two big wins we got.
Yeah, so I think with B6000, I think what I have heard from my partners, my customers, they who have been extremely happy with the product and really have taken this product to the next level in terms of sales, in terms of, you know, showing us like triple-digit sales growth in the last 1 year, is that the first one is the simplicity to install. You really don't have to, you know, getting the box in your premises, opening the box and getting it up and running. That whole cycle of installing and deploying has been cut short by almost like half. So this is really a significant development in terms of, you know, getting the simplicity piece in the story. The second most important aspect that I have seen and I believe strongly in is the fact that you now have more complex applications like video, like audio-video conferencing, like having a complete contact center. These applications were never thought of as packaged with collaboration in one place. They were usually having lots of add-on pieces, add-on complexity to the core collaboration piece. With B6000, we are giving you an ability to have all this in one place. These are all ready-to-activate applications. So I think customers really love it. They don't have to shop around. They don't have to look around for these applications. It's all there for them.
And if we're talking about simplicity and ease of use, can I assume then that the communications features that folks at headquarters, those employees would be benefiting from, it's the same features, the same style, the same access that mobile and branch office employees would be receiving as well?
Exactly. I think this is you know, Cisco has always been a very strong, you know, proponent of having workers remotely working for the enterprises. They have been actively supporting that in the Cisco workplace, as well as support for enterprises. And the experience has to be the same, whether you're working from home or from office or from any other location. The way you connect to your enterprise systems has to be a very seamless, very easy experience. And with B6000, we are making sure that remote workers are able to connect very easily to the system. And we also are have eliminated the steps, which were a little bit of a hassle from the IT point of view, of having the VPNs set up and having that traversal or connections taking a lot of time, the connections being slow. And I'm glad to say that the new release of B6000 today is offering VPN-less traversal, which is really making the life so easy for mobile workers and remote workers, especially, you know, in the world of contact center where the, you know, call agents are spread all across the globe, even employees who are in different locations. I think the traversal piece, the connectivity piece to the main systems is really easy now.
And Manoj, as we wrap up, let's talk about the future. What do you see in terms of communication technology? You mentioned server virtualization being so disruptive. You brought in cloud-based applications. Talk to me about kind of what you see, your crystal ball. Where are things headed?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I mentioned the SMAC, you know, acronym, you know, Social Mobility Analytics and Cloud, which is kind of an industry acronym, you know, gaining some buzz there. But virtualization being the disruptive play, cloud is also something that is always talked about and is here to stay. I think people have accepted that this will be another disruptive play there for the tech industry, in the sense that you would like somebody else to manage your applications. You don't want to own the management piece of all the applications by yourself. So you would like to have it managed in the right way. But also you want to make sure that you are more focused on applications. This is what cloud does for you, is making sure that you're not too much concerned on the device, but more about the application. So even though you might be carrying an iPhone with you, you are really running a set of 10 applications with your iPhone. So you really want, you're actually not really bringing your own device to your workplace or your home. You're actually bringing your applications into the workplace or into your home. So we may want to think from that perspective, that applications is what is driving this whole change of game. And this is where the next, you know, evolution has to be, that people are going to be moving these applications from one place to another and then expect that the experience has to be seamless. It should not feel that as if you're running the application from a phone or from a desktop or from cloud or versus on-premise. So seamless experience on applications is what is, you know, the key kind of the driving factor here.
And that's where, again, something like Cisco Business Edition 6000 comes in, providing that consistent experience across an organization in terms of collaborating and communicating, whether, again, truly a mobile employee, branch office, or there at headquarters. So I think you've painted a great picture for us. Really do appreciate you taking time and talking with me today.
Thank you so much. And as I said, you know, I mentioned the word applications multiple times during our talk today, but that's what the B6000 is doing for you, allowing diverse applications to co-reside and really making lives easier for everyone.
Hey, Manoj, that's where we'll wrap things up. And I want to let the audience know that PC Connection, a Cisco Gold partner, has the experts on staff to really help you design and implement a UC solution for your unique environment. They offer a suite of services, including network, server, and voice and video assessments to help you identify the capabilities of your infrastructure and get your project off to a good start. To learn more, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today, or you can go online to pcconnection.com. Also invited to call 1-800-800-0014 if you'd like more information. If you want to send an email, simple enough, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.